Dave, good morning to you. Canstar have released a survey of 700 small business owners, which shows many small business owners feel positive about their futures, having survived the struggles of recent years. Along with feeling optimistic, more than a third of small businesses say their revenue has also increased in the past 12 months. Jose George is the General Manager of Canstar New Zealand and joins me now to discuss these findings. A good morning to you. Were you surprised to see that 49% of these small business owners are saying that they're quite optimistic about the future of their business?
Morning, Roman. Yes, it was. I was surprised. But it's heartening to see such a response from our small business community.
So
I mean, it has been... Sorry, go for it.
No, no, you go on. I'm just getting all enthusiastic. You carry on.
It has been, you know, really tough for them over the recent years, and I think to be perfectly fair, and sentiment still remains so. It is tough, and many have not survived. But the ones that have survived and have been forced to sort of change and adapt themselves, we can see that they, coming through this difficult time, now feeling a fair bit resilient and confident about their ability.
What's changed, Jose? What's changed for that number to actually go up through these tough times?
You know, what they're looking at is things that they've seen through in the pandemic, which I guess, you know, the pandemic and the lockdowns have really been a big surprise for them. I mean, none of us have really faced anything like this. The ones that have sort of come through this and are, you know, they're still facing issues like the inflationary issues and rising costs and a serious labor shortage. But what they're sort of seeing is if they've come through this, they've become far more resilient, and they sort of feel that we can take what comes to us and we can work this through because they've adapted themselves. Mm.
We know clearly that lockdowns have had a huge impact on businesses of all sizes, but what are some of the other impacts that these businesses have faced?
A couple of them that are still seriously facing are rising inflation, rising costs. They've got a serious labour shortage. And I guess the last bits of the supply chain issues still seem to linger for them. And they really haven't got a break. I mean, these difficulties are not looking like they're going to ease up anytime soon. So it appears they will still have to continue to figure ways of evolving their own business to adapt to these changes.
So things are looking better. They're quite positive. They've indicated all sorts of things to you. But what are their biggest challenges they're facing right now at the moment?
We asked that question, and responses were, you know, quite as we expected. The biggest challenge they're facing is their struggle to find good staff. And we know this has been a massive issue, so there's no surprise that they're closed borders and limits on entry to New Zealand, so we know that. But the other big issue that they've pointed out, which is the old age-old concern, is cash flow still remains a really big issue. Many of them are struggling to sort of get paid within a decent time frame to keep things ticking over. The other ones that they've pointed out, rising costs of compliance and so on. So the issues haven't changed. The big issues still remain.
Does this survey show that our small businesses, they come and go very quickly, new businesses, but are small businesses in New Zealand pretty resilient given these challenges they've faced?
I can say categorically it looks like yes. I mean, it's really heartening to see that. I mean, we all depend on our small businesses for everything, from our coffees and takeaways all the way through to almost essential services like, our tradies, our plumbers and our electricians. So one positive that's come through is the fact that, you know, with the lockdowns, people have seen the importance of shopping local and how valuable these businesses are for our communities, our families. So it's really good to see this level of optimism, which, in spite of all the ongoing challenges, really reassuring.
Yeah, it is indeed. Jose George, thank you so much for your time this morning here on Early Edition. Canstar New Zealand's General Manager there. I'm feeling optimistic already, and that's on two cups of tea and some very good news.